The rich young ruler came up to Jesus on the road and fell before him on his knees and asked him to explain the way that he could attain everlasting life. Jesus first pointed him to the commandments and said, "Be obedient to the rules." And the rich young man affirmed that, in his opinion at least, he had been obedient to the rules. And then Jesus looked at him and loved him and said to him, "Well then, the thing you need to do is to go and give all of the wealth that you have, everything you own, to the poor, and then come and follow me." Now, you and I may not be rulers or in charge of much at all. We might not be wealthy. We might not be young. But remember, in every case, there are really two primary characters in the Bible, God and you. And the application of this saying of Jesus isn't limited to the case of this particular man. It is relevant for you and for me. You remember it was relevant for the first fishermen whom Jesus ever called to follow him, when he told them to leave their nets and their boats and even their father and come follow him. It was relevant to Martha, the sister of Mary, who was busy in the kitchen preparing lunch, busy with pots and pans and food and hospitality, while Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. You remember what Jesus said to Martha, don't you? "Martha, there is one thing that is needful. One thing that is needful, and I don't want you to miss it." And his meaning, of course, being that he is the one thing that is needful. That's what Jesus is saying to the rich young ruler today. There is one thing in life that is needful, and no matter what your other preoccupations or duties or vocation or avocation is, no matter who the people in your life whom you believe to be the most important might be, that he needs to take precedence over all of it. That Jesus and Jesus alone is the one with the answer to the question, what do I need to inherit eternal life? For you and me, it may not be money, it may not be family or work, it might be something else, but Jesus looks at us and loves us and invites us to come sit at his feet, invites us to come follow him, invites us to get our priorities straight in order that we may know him and unlock the door to eternal life.